In the name of the one holy and living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was struck this week when I read this passage from James by the analogy of the one who looks in the mirror and on walking away immediately forgets what they look like. To be honest, I hadn't really ever thought of them even having mirrors in ancient Palestine. It seems to me like a much later vanity, but there it is. But mostly I was struck by the metaphor used because it's hard to imagine in our culture someone forgetting what they look like. We're just so image conscious. Not only are we intimately aware of our own images, shortcomings, and focused on accentuating our positives, we have multiple industries given to this very practice. But in the age of social media, we have become curators of our own image. We put out there the picture of ourselves that we like, cultivating the image that we want, trying to force others to see us the way we hope. And yet, all the data shows that the projected image isn't really how we see ourselves at all. We try desperately to curate a positive image of ourselves to others, but it's really an attempt to cover up the fact that the pristine picture is not how we see ourselves when we look in the mirror. Most people are not only aware of how they look when they walk away from the mirror, they are, to some degree, dissatisfied by it. But here, our faith is asking us to look again at the image of ourselves. Not the physical reflection, not the flawed picture we carry in our own heads, or even the overly pristine one we hope to project, but rather the image of ourselves that can only be viewed through the eyes of faith. The image of ourselves that the church should reflect back to each of us. The church's job is to show us an image of ourselves as we could be, as we should be, as God created us, an image of the person God is calling us to be. Each of us, as we show up here, are showed an image of ourselves as a forgiven people, unburdened by the mistakes we have made and unshackled from the cycle of continuing those sins. Each of us is given an image of ourselves as people fully engaged in community, sharing with one another, carrying one another's concerns in prayer, making peace with everyone around us. Each of us in this place is given an image of ourselves hearing the gospel of Christ and going out to love and serve the Lord in all that we do in the coming week. We are shown an image of our best selves, our fullest and most complete selves, and our mission is to study that picture, explore it, and live it out during the next week. How do I become that person that God created me to be? By accepting the image of how God sees me, free from the flaws I have and the mistakes I have made. How do I live fully into the person who contributes to community and shares what I have to make our community stronger? How do I use my particular skills, passions, and experiences to carry the message of good news out of here to serve God and the world? It's about recognizing the image of ourselves that is presented to us here. The picture of us as God saw us when we were created and becoming that person. So it just so happens that this past week, my little son Rowan discovered the mirror for the first time. He crawled up to this full-length mirror we have in our bedroom and was startled to discover a person staring back at him, moving, reacting. He laughed and he reached out for it and was fascinated by it. He wanted to play with that boy who was in the mirror because he seemed like a lot of fun. But developmentally, he didn't yet quite realize that that image was him. That's where a lot of people are with the picture of ourselves our faith presents us. Lots of us don't know that the image the church is projecting to us is us. We don't believe that we can be that redeemed human being, that person God is calling us to be. We're not sure we really are bearers of the image of God that is reflected to us through our faith. We're all made in the image of God. We're bearers of that image, of the Word of God itself, the Word that became fleshed and lived among us, still lives in us. And believing that is about experiencing it, about making it manifest. It's about becoming doers of that Word. The image of God in us is not just something innate. It's something to be worked out, to grow into, to do and become. We have to continually work at being doers of the Word of God in our lives, at becoming the picture of who God is continually calling each of us to be. It has to be worked out constantly in our lives, every day, in every aspect. This picture of you is not just about image, it's about true substance. It's not about creating some fake projection that would amount to being merely hearers who deceive ourselves, as the text says. It's about becoming the sincere and authentic image of God shown through the prism of your individual person. The reflection of Christ lived out in your flesh and life. The church is showing you your most beautiful self, your truest self, the self God created you to be so that you could contribute to the world that God dreams of. It's not about saying the right things or even avoiding the wrong things. It's not about looking right or sounding right. It's about doing what you were made for. It's about doing the Word of God. Doing this work, practicing our religion in this way, is what changes not just us, but the world around us. We don't just conform ourselves to the image, but also make the world that we come into contact with a little more like the world that God intended. We make the whole picture more as God imagined it, with people in need being cared for, with true peace perpetuating, with deep community abounding, and with each person free to exercise their gifts and passions for the good of all. Sometimes we're all going to forget what that image of ourselves looks like, or we're going to come to doubt it, or want to project a different one. That's just part of being human. It's why we keep coming back to church. Because this is where the mirror exists to remind us again how God sees us and how we should act as a result. We come back to see it again, to see our reflection again through God's eyes, and then we go out to make it real. That's our fundamental task as Christians. Be not hearers of the word, but doers, who become who God made us to be. Look in the mirror offered to you around this altar, and then go out this week and become what it is that you see. Amen.